It was announced yesterday, the infrastructure plan, according to President Trump. And on the line with us is the managing director for the National Transportation Safety Board, Peter Goals. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. I'm glad that you're here to help us get educated about this new plan. What it sounds like from the get-go is that not so much money earmarked for what we would consider the blue states, like California, where we are.
No, this budget and the accompanying infrastructure plan is an extraordinarily political document that is aimed to punish the blue states and to punish states that have historically made investments in their own infrastructure and in their own people and in the environment. And this is a budget that's dead on arrival. And the Congress is going to be preparing their own documents.
Happy Infrastructure Week to you and yours, Peter. The American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that the country needs $5 trillion by 2025 in improvements. Donald Trump has proposed public-private partnerships to get some of this done. Can private partnerships enter and build our infrastructure, or does the government need to do it?
Well, it depends on the specific infrastructure. You know, the whole underpinning of a public-private partnership is that the private sector is able to identify a steady stream of income that will pay for their investment. And in many of the infrastructure needs that we have, there's no source of income. I mean, if you're talking about a fairly modest railroad bridge or a modest highway bridge, you're not going to put a toll on it. And these things, that's the myth of the PPP, the public-private partnership. The reality is the federal government, if it's going to jumpstart the reconstruction of our infrastructure, is going to have to invest real dollars. And in this plan, they're talking about a 20% role for the federal government. That's simply not enough. And cities and towns are not sitting around with excess cash that they can put into an 80-20 match.
Well, I'll tell you, this is, there's lots of agreement about the lack of funding available in this plan. And it seems like infrastructure is a natural. It crosses the lines. Everybody wants roads fixed, bridges fixed, et cetera. So it seems like this shouldn't be a dividing issue for us. Peter, as the managing director of the National Transportation Safety Board, how is our safety affected, or how could it be, by this new plan?
Well, there's a couple of things, and if I could, one I want to point out, and it's not part of the new plan, but it's the underpinning of this administration, which is the rollback of existing rules and regulations, many of which provide a safety net for the public. And I'll give you one example. The Trump administration canceled a rulemaking that would have required testing for sleep apnea on for railway engineers and for over-the-road truck drivers.
Yeah.
And sleep apnea is a killer. And we can identify at least four accidents on the rails in recent years. We can identify numerous truck accidents, and that they pull this back is putting people at risk.
Yeah, well, it's a huge issue, and it covers literally a lot of territory. Peter, thanks for helping us understand what this new plan could mean to us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.